Carter to the three-year term beginning October 1st, 2019, ending September 30th, 2022.
Second. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Agreement for Document Processing Systems, Missouri Document Solutions, LLC, number 19-099, Recorder. I think we already voted on this thing.
We awarded it. I don't think we've actually...
Yeah, we awarded it.
Yeah, this is to approve the agreement.
Okay. I have a letter dated August 22nd, 2019 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the above agreement by and between Missouri Document Solution LLC vendor and Taney County. The agreement automatically renews after a one-year period unless terminated in writing by either party, providing 30 days advance written notice. And he approves the agreement as to form.
I move to approve the agreement for document processing system with Missouri Document Solutions, LLC, and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Intergovernmental Cooperative Agreement. Addendum to the shooting range. City of Hollister.
Addendum, or is it just a little?
It's called the addendum. It's an addendum.
Right. It's an addendum to renew the agreement. Move to approve the addendum to the intergovernmental agreement by and between Taney County and City of Hollister.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Agreement for electrical work, Castro Electric Incorporated, number 19-100.
Move to approve the agreement for electrical work with Castro Electric, Inc.
I'm sorry. Move to approve the agreement.
For electrical work with
Castro Electric,
Inc.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Tell me later.
No, I don't want to see him. I don't know about you guys.
Discussion of state drug court fines. Come on up. Stop. Come up here by the mic over here.
Mel, you can have this mic unless you want to sing.
You guys can share the same. Way.
Might want to touch that mic to see if it's hot.
It's got a green light.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, could you just announce who you all are?
I'm Brian Keynes. I'm the treatment court administrator for the police.
Amy Strains, circuit clerk.
Go ahead.
What we would like to see happen is our treatment court, our drug court right now, mental health counseling, obviously is a big part of treating participants within the program. Right now, we do not have a contracted vendor that we can pay for those services out of the money we receive from OSCA. They will only reimburse for contracted vendors. What we would like to do in talking to OSCA on how we do that, we can use a non-contracted provider, use the OSCA for that. What we would like to do is for me to bill the county for those services. I would send an email to Melanie with the invoice from Orchard Counseling, who is our provider, along with a disbursement form. She would then pay Orchard Counseling the town funds and then send an invoice back to me that I can then submit to OSCA to reimburse the county. Because the county is contracted with the state can pay the county back for those services. They just can't pay Orchard Counseling. So there's really no, the county would not be out any money because they'd be reimbursed for that. There would be probably a 30-day processing period for me to get those bills to OSCA before OSCA sends a check back to the county. So that's what we're looking at doing or hoping we can do to get the services paid for out of the state funds we have.
And I'm sorry, are we currently using Orchard Counseling there?
Yes. We currently have been paying
We've
been paying them out of our participant accounts.
It makes sense. I'm not a problem. I don't know.
I don't.
This is how fishermen handle this. I did talk to fishermen and they decided.
And I'm a treatment court administrator
for both Christian and Christian.
Yeah. So,
now, do you know the state drug court funds? Is Christian County, are you paid by Christian County or by the state in Europe?
Christian.
And down here, you're paid by us.
Yes.
And the goal is for next year for the state to pick up your salary for both, is that not? I know that's what was kind of talked about last year during budget.
Yeah, I remember.
So I don't know if Judge Merrill, is that something Judge Merrill needs to focus on? Is that something you guys focus on?
That would be up to Judge Merrill, I guess. Right. Knowing, having been to the recruitment court council or administrative meeting, they base that on numbers. And from what I saw at this point, this should be numbers. Receive a state administrator. That may change, and then that on a regular basis on applications for administrator.
I wouldn't say that out loud again. I would just say, yeah, it's something we need to look at and make the state do. But I know that that was, because I know that it was talked about to us.
Yes, it was.
That there's other counties that are other districts or however it's set up, or circuits, I guess. They are paid by the state, and kind of we're a preliminary, or maybe that's the wrong word, but something to where, okay, now the next year we should be able to receive state funding for your position.
Administrators are paid various ways. Some are through hand funds, some are through state funds, some are through private grants.
That's kind of beyond my
The numbers are not going down.
No, no. We've been pretty consistent. I mean, I've been here since February.
That was my next question. How long have you been in the position, and how long have the numbers? So you're accounting for numbers just since you've been in.
Well, and I've looked back over the last couple of calendar years and fiscal years, and
we didn't have drug court though until. When did we start drug court?
Drug court's been here for 20 years.
Am I thinking of all kids or
DWI
court
is only 2 years.
Okay.
So you're saying the numbers have been pretty consistent with drug court?
With drug court. They may be down a little bit right now, but we also have a transition of judges and prosecutors within this year that not significant increase. We're at 22. I think the average is about 24.
This may not be something that you have knowledge of, but do you know what counties the state does pay for the administrator so we could check to see?
Not off the top of my head. I know Greene County, some of the larger circuits that have very large numbers of retrieval courts. Kansas City has multiple different administrators for different courts. I think some of them are paid for by the state, some of them are paid for the U.S.
But the purpose of you guys was for the orchard counseling. So what do we need to do to... This is...
I need to know where the money is from.
Well, right now we're taking it out of the...
Which is
the participant fee account. Can we... What is that? What number is that?
That's
is that one of yours?
Yes.
And it averages probably about $120 a month, so it's not...
Large,
so it's not a large amount. But it is something that, you know, there'll be a 30-day to get that money back.
Could we take that out of... If that's $120 a month? Roughly.
Roughly. I mean, it's $60 per session. We probably average about two folks that are going to...
Is there anything in the circuit or in your budgets that we can take that out of with enough? If it not, if it was thousands, okay, we need to look at something else.
Yeah, I mean, I've got different things we can take it out of now.
Well, but I prefer it to be with the county, not...
Yeah.
Not any of your state ones.
Yeah,
just
it has to be with the county.
Right, that's what I mean.
Yeah. But I've got several lines. I can work out and see for sure.
Something that we could take it out of, and then it could be put back in just a GCR, because that's where the funding comes from anyway. And then next year, we can budget it properly on how many, as far as actually out of, set up a
right,
counseling
up
thing
a
under
line.
The Drug Court Administration
right.
budget.
Melanie, would she have a revenue line that you could put it back in?
I don't think any of those funds have revenue mm-hmm. lines. It would have to go into our 10.
So this year, her budget would show less than amount.
Yeah.
It would be one a month. One billing a month, probably, from here to the end of the year.
Are we going to try and go back and... Okay. So just be for September, October, November?
4 months.
So there
should be maybe August, because I see August but in that.
Right.
That's probably still 4 months, because of December.
Yeah, December.
January.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You have a line to do. I believe so. Exactly what that would be, but I mean, I could take it out of supplies or, you know.
If you have it, can you create a new expenditure line in the budget in the middle of the year without having a budget here? Well, I wouldn't put it right. Counseling reimbursement within that budget.
And you would do that for when the August one comes in, starting with August, it'll.
Do you have a copy? Is there a miscellaneous underneath her? Do you know?
It's miscellaneous shredding with a slash.
I don't know
if they changed,
but there's one that hasn't been used.
But that's for next year. For this year, you have to use ones. Like, so if miscellaneous shredding, let's say it has $1,000 there, would you knock that down to $500 and then put one underneath it that says counseling $500? How are you?
The line is actually negative.
Yeah.
As long as the overall
still
fine. But that way it would show a true reflection
of what it was, you know.
Right.
Okay.
So I think what I'm understanding is that for the next 4 months, August, you're going to take out of a line item out of yours, the circuit clerk,
mm-hmm.
that's in the county part. And Melanie, you'll put the revenue.